to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
We've got another edition of Agent Talk, and this week we're just getting personal, right? We're talking about what's been working and what's not been working. I've got Amanda Snitker with me from Coldwell Banker, Devonshire, and I'm really excited because not only is she a fabulous agent, but she's also friends and fellow companion on the DMAR Market Trends Committee. So, Amanda, first of all, please and thank you for joining us today.
Of course.
Yeah. So we've been through a lot, and we were both talking before this even started that you go through days and you're just like, it's a blur because it's so much and not enough all at the same time. But business has been, real estate business has been good despite everything going on in the world around us. What have you seen in your business so far this year, maybe compared to last year?
There's definitely been more movement. And certainly a more production level in closings than I saw at this point last year. But what I think happened, like I can look at it on paper and I can look at it psychologically. And so I just think I had a lot of people that have been sitting on the fence for years. They purchased maybe in 2013. They got a really good deal on their house. They had a decently low interest rate or had refinanced to even lower interest rates and had a nice home, but wanted to move up to a bigger home or a different location or a different school district. But the jump in price from when they purchased in 2015 to 2018, 19, It just didn't financially make sense. You know, you didn't get that much more of a house until you jumped a big price gap. And so it just didn't make sense for people. And so they would look at houses and then come back and run the numbers and be like, well, I mean, the house we have is fine, but maybe not what we want, but it's fine. And a lot of those people this year just like ripped the Band-Aid off and took action and just needed something to stimulate movement and change. And that's what I think for the people in my sphere, that was a lot of what happened, is that they just needed something to take action.
And I remember you and I had had conversations about that before COVID, and talking about kind of working your, I don't want to say working your sphere, but even relating your sphere, having a relationship with, and you had said that they don't have the need to move. Mm-hmm. And you're right. So now all of a sudden the interest rates are obviously lower than they've ever been, i.e. they're historically low interest rates. And all of a sudden our affordability has increased, and the fact that you've been in your home for 2 or 3 months and it's not the home that it was when you were working full time and only coming home in the evening hours, right? Now You're spending all of your hours there. Mm-hmm. So it changes the perspective. So as you look back, I think we've all grown through this. We've hit some bumps and bruises and challenges and we come out the other side. What would you say you've learned through the COVID experience and through your business over the last 3 or 4 months?
I think I've learned that we're all capable of more than we thought, a little more resilient than we thought. I think by nature, realtors and probably lenders too, we're a pretty optimistic group because you have to be. There's a lot of highs and lows in this job. And so I would say, as a community, we were maybe uniquely prepared for something like this, that we've always had to operate on the fly and make quick decisions and be available to our clients. And I don't think that changed. I think it just became more valuable to them. And I think that clients saw more of what we do and found value in it.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theroofteam.com. That's thereueth.com, your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate. And let's continue the conversation.
I love that. And I love the way you say, you know, how we were possibly uniquely prepared for this. I get that a lot. I'm very pro real estate. I'm very pro investment opportunities, mm-hmm. and building wealth and all that. And I've had people ask, you know, how are you staying positive in all this? And I think it's because I've hooked myself to this real estate industry and because we have that opportunity to do that. So if you had to do it over, what would you have done differently?
I don't think I would do anything differently. I feel like I'm proud of how I handled it. I will say I'm tired. And I'm sure everybody is tired. And I don't know whether that's from work or emotion and stress and uncertainty or like the culmination of all of it. So I would say I wish I wasn't quite so tired now, but I haven't figured out how I could have gotten to where I am and done what I did and not be tired.
I would agree with that.
So I feel like I just took it one day at a time, yeah. And I consciously made that decision in April when we got shut down from doing showings, and I still had clients calling, and I still had clients doing drive-bys of properties and looking through backyards and, you know, trying to determine whether they could write an offer on a property even if they hadn't seen it, that I just knew that when we got turned loose again, it was going to be intense. And I didn't want to miss it. And so I just decided I'm going to do it one day at a time, and I'm just going to figure it out. And I think that was the best way for me personally to handle it, because I have a tendency to overthink and overcomplicate. And if I had tried to predict what was going to happen each week, I would have been wrong. And I would have wasted energy that I didn't have on information I didn't know.
So looking forward, because you've always been, you know, a little bit of your background and the fact that your parents were in real estate and how they treated their clients. And you had shared a story very dear before this started. And I'd love to hear kind of that story, but it makes for who you are, which mm-hmm. is very caring. And I know that during this COVID period of time, we had to be that for our clients. They needed the care. They needed the transaction. They wanted to purchase a home, but they needed to do it in a way that resonated with their core. And you have a capacity, a very gentle heart and a very deep capacity to meet people where they're at, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
As we kind of close this down, I would say that what would you, looking forward, do you have any insights to the people that might be listening to this, to the real estate agents who are taking a minute and watching this mm-hmm. and say, here's advice or something I would share, any final thoughts on that?
I think we do just have to take it one day at a time. I don't think we're through it yet. I think this is going to go on for a while, and I don't know how resilient the real estate market will be the longer it goes on. What I would ask, I guess, and maybe it's not really advice, but a request to the real estate community, is that we just need to be supportive of one another. And I think I've had great experiences with transactions through this summer and not so great experiences. And a lot of it stemmed around people's stress. And our clients are additionally stressed on top of a normal real estate transaction. Agents are stressed personally and trying to manage their clients' levels of stress. And so everything is very heightened, and just helping each other out. Our end goal is ultimately to get all of our clients to the closing table, and understanding all of us are dealing a lot more than we normally do. So I just think holding space and grace for all of us as we get through it is going to make it better for all of us to serve our clients better.
Well said. Well said. And a phenomenal ending. If we continue to offer that grace, it's so funny. My team, we are all full, right? I know that you and I were talking about our schedules and the hours and everything else. And my team, we have a saying. We don't say we're busy. In fact, we're not allowed to say we're busy. We say we're blessed. You know, we're blessed to continue to serve. We're blessed to continue to walk beside our clients, our referral partners. But we're also, we have to continue to give the blessings and we have to continue to give the grace in times such as these. So very well said. Thank you for sharing. And Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.